Create and Thrive Podcast, episode 32. Is it time to diversify or consolidate your sales venues? The question is, are you using the right ones? And another question is, are you using too many or not enough venues? I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning. Hey Thrivers, Jess here. Welcome to the Create and Thrive Podcast for another week. I am back home again after a lovely visit to Tasmania. It's such a beautiful place. The highlight was definitely Bruny Island. Nick and I did a day tour there that involved visiting lots of gourmet food places. It was awesome and I would highly recommend it. Panicot Wilderness Journeys, I believe, is the company. So if you ever go to Tasmania, go do that tour. It is well worth it and very delicious. So home again, and today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about sales venues. But before I do, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone who gave such wonderful feedback after last week's episode, my chat with Kirsten. I think it resonated with a lot of you very deeply. A lot of people told me they laughed and cried and it really hit them hard in a good way. So if you haven't yet listened to that one, I highly recommend you do. It kind of digs deep and there's a little bit of fun and a little bit of seriousness in there. So yeah, it was a really, really meaningful episode and it was great to chat with Kirsten and I'm glad it's helped so many people. So this week it's just you and me and we're talking about sales venues. More specifically, is it time for you to diversify your sales venues or consolidate your sales venues? So let's talk a little bit about what I mean when it comes to sales venues. So there's a few different places you can sell your handmade goods. You've got online, obviously, so you can be selling online or offline. In online, you've got many different places. So you've got venues like Etsy and Made It and DaWanda and Not on the High Street. There's heaps of them all over the world. And there's also your own website, which you again have a lot of choice about how you want to run it. You can use something like Shopify. You can run a WordPress website using WooCommerce or Ecwid, like I do. Lots of different options there for, you know, selling online. When it comes to selling offline, you've got a few different options as well. You've got markets. So you've got kind of the little local regular markets. You've got bigger shows that are more well attended but less frequent. And you've got the real kind of mega shows that you don't see many of in Australia, but I know there's a lot more of them in the US especially. You've also got retail. So you've got selling via consignment or selling via wholesale. You can also do trade shows to help you with your wholesale sales, and there's smaller trade shows and bigger trade shows again. So there's a lot of different ways you can sell your online, sell your handmade goods. I didn't mention Facebook sales is another one that a lot of people kind of start out with, or just Instagram sales. So there's lots and lots of different ways you can reach out to customers and sell your goods. The question is, are you using the right ones? And another question is, are you using too many or not enough venues? So let's talk about the different places you might be in your business. If you're just starting out as a beginner, you might be starting with one of the kind of more low-level sales venues, such as you might be selling on via a Facebook page or via your Instagram account. You might be selling to local fates or schools, school fates or small markets. You may even be doing a little bit of consignment. Those are usually the places that beginners start out because it's low entry level complication. It's usually pretty straightforward and it's also low cost. So as a beginner, those are good places to kind of dip your toe in the water. As you grow your business, however, it tends to be the point where you have to kind of take things a little bit more seriously. And that's when you need to start thinking about where you're going to sell, what's going to work for your business, and what you're going to focus on going forwards. So there's really three main places you can focus. You can focus on online sales, you can focus on market sales, or you can focus on wholesale. Consignment is not really something that is going to be viable in the long term if you want to be making a living from this, because it's so unpredictable. If you are going to be selling to shops, you really need to be selling wholesale to make sure that you are getting that predictable upfront regular income. So let's talk about the pros and cons of spreading yourself across many venues versus having less. So if you're a beginner, I would advise to try out every different type of venue that you can. So, as you know, everybody has a different amount of time and a different amount of comfort levels when it comes to different ways of selling. So you may be very comfortable selling online, or you may have absolutely no idea. Same goes for selling at markets or selling via retail. Chances are you've started out with what you're comfortable with, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do highly recommend that you at least give the other ways a go. So you should be experimenting with selling online, selling at markets, and selling to shops. The reason I say that is because everybody is different. Everybody's personality is different. Everybody's goals are different. And everybody's situation is different. And everybody's product is different. So you need to find the venue or venues that fit you the best. And the only way you're going to do that is by trying out different ones. For me, I love selling online. It works for me because of so many different reasons. I live in the country, far away from any possible markets. I'm an introvert by nature, i.e. I get my energy by being alone. So markets and things like that tend to drain me quite severely. As much as I enjoy interacting with people, I need like a few days to hide by myself afterwards to recover. So they're not viable for me in the long term because they're too far away and they drain my energy. Online works for me because I've always been comfortable with it. I've been building websites since 1996 as a hobby, so that was never an issue for me. I'm not quite an internet native, but close enough to it that that was a natural choice for me to sell online. My products suit it. You know, my major seller is wedding rings, and they're all custom made, so I don't have stock lying around to take to markets or to sell to retailers. And that has evolved over time. That wasn't always the way. In the beginning, I just had heaps of stuff lying around because all I was doing was making new things. And also then things evolved to the point where I had plenty of other, you know, earrings and necklaces and those sorts of pieces, which I still make, but aren't the focus of my business anymore. And so I did do some markets and things like that. But slowly, over the years, I've experimented with all of these things, and I've come back to selling only online. I don't go to markets anymore, and I don't sell retail anymore, unless somebody approaches me and offers me a really good wholesale deal, in which case I would consider it. So that's kind of a little story about how things can evolve. You might find your business evolves completely differently. You might start trying to sell online and it just doesn't work for you for whatever reason. You might really have a product that really works well in shops. People need to smell it or see it or feel it or whatever to convince them to buy. Or at markets, you may be an extrovert who loves people and who loves being with them and gets your energy from being around people. And sitting at home all day by yourself is really, really bad idea for you. So it really comes down to knowing yourself, knowing your personality and what feels right for you, knowing your product, okay, knowing what is going to work for your customer when it comes to buying that product. You know, is it something they can comfortably buy online, or is it something that you think will work really well in a market environment or in a retail environment? And if so, what sort of retail environment? Are you going for gift shops? Are you going for boutiques? Are you going for gallery shops? You know, you need to get a feel for what type of shop works best with your particular style of product. And same goes for markets. You know, which markets are going to work with your particular product. So those are all the sort of different aspects you need to consider. So beginner, try as many different things as you can. Sell in as many different places as you can possibly handle. So you get a really good feel for how you feel selling in that particular venue and how your product performs selling in that particular venue. And give it some time, you know, don't just do a market once and give up. Do a couple of them. Don't just sell to one shop, sell to a couple of them. You really need to spread it around a little bit, you know, spread your products out across a few different places to see how it works. Same with selling online. Don't just try one venue, try a couple of them. Especially when you have a smaller product range, this is quite easy to do if you have reproducible products, because you can list the same product across different venues at the same time. If you have one-of-a-kind products, you're going to struggle with this a bit. You can choose to obviously list different product types or different product lines in different places and see what happens, or a mix of them across different venues to see which venue works well for your particular product. Then that's kind of getting into the intermediate stage where you start to focus on what's working, but you're also still diversifying. So you're, you know, within, say, you decide that retail is working really well for you, well, really throw yourself into it and try lots of different shops, okay? So get your work into as many places as you can, as many different types of shops as you can, and see which ones work the best. Same with an online sales plan. Get your products into as many online venues as you can and see which ones work and why. Then when you get to the more advanced level, this is where we're going to start talking about consolidating really severely, because you're going to really narrow things down. You're going to be getting busy. Your orders are going to be piling up. Your business is going to be keeping you on your toes, and you really don't have time to be juggling heaps and heaps of different venues, sales venues. If you're selling online, this is the point where you probably need to focus down to one or two online venues, maybe your own website and a secondary venues that works well for your business. This is exactly what I do. I sell on my own website, but I also sell on Etsy, because both of those are very successful venues for my work. They both bring in a lot of revenue, so there's no way I'm going to leave either of those. I've sold on many other venues in the past that just didn't work. They didn't bring in the volume of sales that made it worthwhile to stay there. So, you know, I had shops for a couple of years on quite a few other venues, and over time I've cut them back and cut them back and cut them back until I've just got the core ones that are working really, really well for me. And that, when you have almost 200 products, that is really important, because, you know, anytime you need to update things like your shipping times or policies and things like that, there's a lot of products you have to slog through to do that. So having yourself spread too thin across too many venues will take up a lot of your time. Now, when it comes to something like retail, you know, if you are selling primarily wholesale, you should by this stage have a clearer idea of which types of shops suit your work, and so where you should be focusing your attention on. So drop all those shops that just aren't working for you, that aren't moving your product. Focus on the ones that are, and focus on finding more of the same types of shops as the ones that are working for you. Okay, so it's kind of like a funnel. At the beginning, you're at the top of the funnel, and it's really wide, and there's heaps of possibility. And then as you get more and more, you know, advanced in your business and further along the path, things are going to narrow down and consolidate till you find kind of the core places that you need to be selling your work and what works for you. So let's talk about the benefits, you know, of having more or less sales venues, okay? So the more sales venues you have, obviously the more exposure you're going to be getting for your product, which is really good at the beginning. Or if you're in a position where you can hire people to help you maintain it all, because it will take up a lot of your time. You know, when I started selling, this is why I had my stuff spread across heaps of different online venues, because when you have a small amount of products, it's not a lot of work to keep them updated, and it's worth it to be visible. So, you know, if somebody went to a particular website to look for something handmade, I wanted to be on that website so people could find me. Okay, so that works well, more exposure. It also helps you to test the market, as I was saying, okay? By spreading yourself across lots of different venues, you get a better idea of who your customers are and what they want and how to communicate with them. So that is all part of that beginner stage where you're really testing out your products and you're testing out the marketplace. And this also helps you to see which format of sales suits you and your business the best. If you only start with one and you never diversify and try the others, you don't know for sure that you're not missing out on the absolute best way to sell your stuff. You know, don't hesitate to try something new. Don't hesitate to try a new form of selling. If you wanted, you know, if you've been wanting to try releases and selling through Instagram or something like that, do it. Give it a shot. It can't hurt. You know, if it doesn't work, you know it doesn't work and you can move on. Also, when you're starting out, the benefit is that you generally, hopefully, will have more time when you start out your business to test different marketplaces. So the benefits of having less marketplaces, less venues, is obviously there's less to manage. And as your business picks up and you get busier with orders, you're just not going to have the time to manage them all and to juggle like multiple markets and multiple retail shops and multiple online venues. You'll do your head in trying to do it and it's just not worth it. You also, you know, you've gotten to the point where you know what works and you want to focus on growing it. Okay, it allows you to specialize in the venue or marketplace that works best for your goods and really dig deep into how that particular venue works and how you can make it work for you. You know, you want to become a specialist in that form of selling and get really, really clear on how to make it the most profitable venue that you can for you and your business. When you're spreading yourself across a lot of different venues, you can only really ever get a surface level understanding of them. You can't become a specialist because you simply don't have time to. So, you know, there really does need to come a point where you do specialize down a bit in your venues so that you can become a specialist and ramp your business up even more in that particular venue. That said, I'm a big proponent of diversification in any business, and I'm a big proponent of never putting all your eggs in one basket. Okay, so don't ever rely on one retail venue to sell your work. Don't ever rely on one market to sell your work. And don't ever rely on one website to sell your work, because any of those could vanish on you and then you will lose your entire business. You need to make sure you have some sort of diversity in your sales venues so that doesn't happen to you. Now, the only possible exception to this is if you have your own website or your own retail shop. But even your own retail shop can be dicey because anything could happen. You know, your rent could go up or your electricity bills could go up or something could happen to you and you can't keep it open. So, you know, you have to close for a while because you're injured or something and that could all fall apart, right? So, but whereas if you have some sort of other venue or other backup, hopefully you can still keep things running if things fall apart in one place. So maybe if you, maybe just having your own website, could be an exception to this, but I even be hesitant about that. I don't think I'd ever go back to only having my own website. I like having my work available in another venue as kind of just a fail-safe, if nothing else. And Etsy for me is a very powerful marketing tool. I pretty much don't market Etsy. It markets my work for me. And obviously that's because I've been there for such a long time and my photography is good and my products have been well known, you know, in the right circles, i.e. you know, they're showing up in search results, they've been promoted in blog posts and things like that. So that is something that will come with time. It's not something that will just happen overnight. But Etsy, you know, to me is also the place where most people who are in the know when it comes to handmade go to find something. So it's somewhere that I will stay. Somewhere like Amazon Handmade might be the next place that people go to, and that, you know, you may consider wanting to sell there. I've been accepted to sell there. I haven't set up a shop yet. I'm still on the fence about it. So that's something I'm thinking about. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that too, if you care to share them over on the blog or on the Facebook page. If you've been using Amazon Handmade, I'd love to hear how it's going for you and what's working, what's not, etc. Circle, I think we'll have a chat about that in the Circle. I know a couple of you have mentioned it and a couple of you have been accepted as well. So that's quite an exciting potential venue for handmade sellers online at the moment. So that's a bit to think about. You know, if you are getting to that point where you're getting more advanced in your business and you are specifying and becoming an expert in a particular type of marketplace, you know, don't even, you know, when you are getting to that peak point, I would highly recommend you have at least two places that you are selling your work. It just is it's a good thing. And if, you know, you have other diversification options, that's great. You know, if you can do a bit of teaching, if you can sell a bit of knowledge, there's lots of different ways that you can, as a maker and as an artisan and a professional, you know, share your knowledge and share your work with the world. And don't hesitate to try those either, because they could work really, really well to bring in, you know, that another diverse form of income to your business. And especially if this is your full-time job, or if you're wanting it to be, highly recommend experimenting with those other diversification strategies as well. So in summary, think about the funnel when you're starting out. Try as many places as you can. As you're getting more advanced, you know, you're reaching the intermediate stage, focus down on the one particular type of venue and become an expert on it. And then when you get really advanced, you want to be really narrowing things down to the one or two main venues or marketplaces that are working really well for you, so that you can free up your time to be filling orders and creating new stock, new designs, and also doing all the marketing that you need to be doing. If you have any questions about this, guys, don't hesitate to send them through. Come on over to the blog and look for this episode, episode 32, over on the blog, createandthrive.com. And check out the previous episodes as well. They're all available on the blog. If you're listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher, most of them should be available there too. But if for some reason they're not, head on over to createandthrive.com, look for the podcast tab, and you've got all the previous episodes there for your listening pleasure. Do make sure to come over and mention anything about Amazon Handmade. Mention anything about the venues that are working for you and why. I'd love to hear why you are choosing particular venues over others, why it's working or not working for your business. What are your experiences with this circle? We're going to talk about this in the Thriver Circle. And yeah, head on over episode 32 on the blog and leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. I love hearing from listeners. It is always awesome to hear from you guys what you're thinking about the podcast and what it's helping you to work out in your own business. I think we'll leave it there for this week, a nice short and sweet one. And I hope you can join me again next week for another episode. This has been the Create and Thrive Podcast. I'm Jess Van Den. Now get out there, start creating, and keep thriving, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.